This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Guys, maybe you're thinking this Halloween I've got no shirts. Well, Dynamic Banter has you covered with some brand new special edition Halloween limited Dynamic Banter shirts. Tell them, Mike.
There's gonna be some shirts. We came out with two shirts.
Dynamic Banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic Banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic Banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic Banter.
You can actually get them. And now Dynamic Banter.
Please, it has to be. It has to be how the show starts. It has to be. I want that thing to go on, and then the logo, and then the intro. We've got two shirts. There isn't even like a where do you go to get it? Oh, fuck, that's so funny. Holy shit, I love it. It just goes on. We gotta end it like that, too. Oh, guys, welcome to the show. Holy shit. This is why I love doing this show. Because every once in a while, some dumb shit just happens by accident. And you all get to be a part of it. Guys, welcome to the show. My goodness, Michael. How are you, man?
I'm very tired.
Sleepy. Mm-hmm. What happened, Mike?
I had a show last night in San Diego at the Madhouse Comedy. Mm-hmm. One of the weirdest shows. And then I stayed over. And because I was staying over, I had some drinks at the hotel bar. Now, I'm not a big drinker, but I was bored and in a great mood. My plan was to go to sleep, wake up at 4:30, 5 in the morning, and make a small 2-hour and 20-minute drive back to Los Angeles. That drive turned into a 4-hour, mostly sitting in bumpy traffic the whole time. And I'm just sitting there being like, did I even really sleep last night? I couldn't figure out how to turn off the TV and it kept waking me up. I forgot to turn off the bathroom light, so there's that light in your periphery while you're trying to get a deep to REM sleep.
This doesn't happen often, though.
No.
I get worried about you, man, because you go out there and you're out there in the world and you're hustling like a motherfucker.
Hustle lifestyle. Never stop. Never rest for
any
reason.
Don't rest. Don't take a break. Don't sit down. Don't. Wait, let's have some rock music. Let's do like a beat. Let's get some. Yeah, here we go, boy. Yeah. Match me tempo here, my friend. Oi, DJ, match me tempo. Yeah!
You'll live your life and it's not taking it easy.
Yo, never take a break. Never sit down. Never have a sleep. Never rest. Don't close your eyes or you'll miss your chance. Don't dream in your dreams. Yo, here's the steps. Here we go. Get up. It's time to go to work. But you didn't go to sleep. So you were at work all night already. So it's 24 hours of work.
A few many hours of work.
Pick a random time. Throw it at me, DJ Mike.
8:30 a.m.
You should be working! Throw me another time. 7:45 p.m. You should be knee deep in hard motherfucking work. 3:42
in the morning.
Don't even stop to drink water. Drink your sweat.
2:42
Drink your sweat. Drink your sweat. Here's the deal, motherfuckers. I got my eyelids removed because I don't need to close my eyes or I'm gonna miss my shot!
You never close your eyes or you'll miss all the opportunities that are right before your eyes.
I get worried about you because
you're grinding
out there,
anthem.
You're out there on the road.
Everyone knows every word to that song.
Everyone's singing it together.
Dude, all the grinders know that song word for word.
I get worried about you out there, man.
I'm okay.
I know.
I usually get to sleep pretty early. I'm not playing golf at 5 a.m. anymore, even though I would love to at the drop of
a
hat.
Is it because it's too cold now?
No, that's actually, I'm looking forward to that part. I'd like to be a little chilly outside.
Yeah, me too.
And it's so nice, and you watch the sun come up, and you're normally paired with some old man, and it's beautiful. But I'm good.
They talk about hot girl summer. But they don't talk about fat fuck winter, do they?
No, and it's coming up, isn't it?
And it's coming up, baby. And we're going to wear our hoodies. This is when winter is when the fat boys, the chubby folks have a chance.
Chubby kings.
This winter is our time.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everyone's the same shape in a
hoodie.
Everyone's
the same shape in a hoodie.
Hoodie is the great equalizer. It's the torso equalizer.
Yeah. You know how they say, like, women are showing, when they women put on makeup, they're not really showing us what they look like. They're tricking us. They're tricking us.
Who's saying this?
Idiots are saying it. Okay. But you know what, man? You're tricking people when you wear a hoodie and they can't see your fucking muffin top.
Yeah, I'm tricking people into thinking that I'm comfortable and
yeah.
Joke's on me because I am.
Yeah. Tricking people into thinking you're fashionable, but instead you're comfortable.
Yeah, take that. Take that.
But yeah, fat fuck winter's coming, man. Yeah. We're wearing our layers. Ooh, layers are back, baby.
Yeah, sweatsuits. Matching.
Dude.
Let me make an exclamation now.
Yeah.
I want matching sweatsuits only this
yes!
winter. I want to be a matching sweatshirt king.
Matching sweatshirts every single day. Matching hoodies are the way
to
stay.
Never go to sleep. 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 That's part of our. That's on our baby album. Our baby song album.
Never. Okay, let's put the baby down for a little nap.
So like, we're doing this baby channel for like a year. All the songs are good. This is a sandwich. This is an apple. This is another apple. This one's green.
Blue is a color of the sky.
So we're doing this for a year, right? We got like 5 albums out. They're hits.
Yeah.
We never show our faces.
We're big in the baby community.
They don't see us. Because that would be scary.
Yeah.
Where our visions are not great for
it's
children.
It's not about us.
It's not about us
it's
at all.
It's about making the baby smile.
It's for babies. But I think after doing it for a year, we should do one song where it's like about a red ball. And then there's like 30 seconds of silence. And then all of a sudden there's the Wake up, baby! One day you'll thank me. This is the last time you're gonna sleep. Now you're waking up to my voice. Never go back to sleep. Because it's time to work hard, little boy, little girl, little man, little person. It's time for you to wake up and never go back to sleep. Don't close your eyes!
It's time to work. It's time to work.
Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Here's the truth. Mom and dad are gonna die. Don't close your eyes. You might miss when they die.
What a nightmare song. What a nightmare song.
It is a nightmare.
I don't like that song.
It's a nightmare.
I don't like that song, but we have to put it out for
it's
the kids.
Way we end our it's the way we end the baby era
career. Here's how that happens. We're too successful and we're over it.
Yeah,
we
want
to go back to doing the podcast, but the manager's like, I've never made this fucking much money in my life.
Yeah.
You got 10 more albums. Get your fucking ass back
you
in the
know
studio.
You could make 10 more.
Yeah, and then me and you are like, okay, let's all go make a song.
He's like, look at this number. Do you see all these zeros?
Uh-huh.
Add double those zeros.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of zeros.
What do you say? You guys back in the studio?
I think we have one more song.
We got one more
song. I think we got one more song for you.
Yeah! Never sleep! Never sleep! Never sleep! Never sleep! Never sleep! Did you know when you die, it's not really sleep? Because your eyes are open still in the coffin.
Before the sign is record, contract on your motherfucking grave.
Think of all the eyes open in their coffin.
You'll have your eyes open watching me wipe my whole butt with your record contract like an airhead.
Dude.
Yipes. Yipes. What a volatile business relationship.
I know, we plan to sabotage
it. So just so you
know, that's the plan.
If we start going down that road, that's how it's gonna end.
I like that this baby album thing is in the first in song our in our timeline happened yesterday. But for everyone else, only some people will hear where that came from.
It's almost like we got a whole life going outside of this.
Like, when do you think that video will even...
I mean, the day that this comes out.
Oh, okay, cool. So it matches up with it.
This is the crossover Patreon episode.
This is a Patreon crossover, yeah.
I had a really good time doing that, by the way.
Me too, man. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was nice.
Mike and I and Kevin have been venturing out into the world on Halloween, no less, or during a...
Never go to sleep. Never go to sleep. Record contract. Always skeletons, being grinding.
Skeletons. Skeletons can't close their eyes. Why is it becoming...
That's another very valuable lesson to learn in that song. Skeletons can't close their eyes, kids.
Because they don't have eyelids. But they, and then some smartass is like, yeah, but they also don't have eyes.
Sometimes they do. It depends on who's drawing them.
Well, and I would say to them that their eyes are metaphysical.
Hmm.
And even though you may not see them in their sockets, they're still there.
Hmm. Sometimes they're LEDs as well.
Sometimes they are. Yes, correct. Dude. I'm so excited about fucking cold air outside, dude.
Yeah.
We had some summery motherfucking days up in here.
Yeah.
The sun was out and it was scorching and it was destroying our beautiful agriculture.
Yeah.
And I say fuck the sun.
Yeah. And fuck the agriculture. Yeah. We're on both sides.
Yeah. Fuck agriculture, man.
Yeah.
What have they done to us?
I want the weather to be perfect and the earth to be the right temperature, but no farming.
Yeah, exactly.
Let all the plants just do what they're going to do. And we'll figure it out.
So, I don't like it when you sleepy on the road, Mike.
I didn't sleep on the road. I know, but I almost
when you are sleepy... I almost did. There's a difference.
I was telling Zoya that, like, on the ride down there, if you don't leave to go to San Diego on a weekday at the right time, very early, probably like 12 or earlier, you could hit hours and hours of traffic. And there's something about being on the road going south from LA that I was perfectly fine when I got in the car.
Yeah.
And then I was in traffic for maybe 8 minutes and I was like, I could just shut my eyes right now and... I could probably, my body will know when to keep moving up a little bit.
Dude.
But at least I had the wherewithal to be like, there's no way I'm driving back. So I stayed through a friend of ours. I stayed at the Moxie. And it was such a beautiful hotel. If you're ever in downtown San Diego.
Well, I thought it was like a friend's place. My friend Moxie.
My friend Moxie. Man, that sounds like a cool friend.
Right?
Moxie would let you crash on their couch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Moxie's like, I'm actually, this is crazy. I'm touring with Guar right now.
Yeah.
But you can totally stay at my place.
Yeah, my pad is open.
There's a motorcycle being built in the living room. Just don't.
Don't talk to Reese. He's here every Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, you'll miss Reese. Just don't step on that shit.
Yeah, yeah. And you're going to sleep with like 7 dogs. But yeah, but he's free. Go ahead, sleep.
But they're all good. Leave the door open for them to go piss. They know when to come back. Moxie has them trained.
Yeah.
But I had a really interesting night. Dude.
Oh, I want to know.
I wrote something right before I went to sleep, and I was drunk.
Oh, man.
And
dude, you ever see those tweets that people write when they're drunk, and then you look the next day?
They're ambient tweets. Might be that.
Yeah.
Dude, so let me read this in case. I remember feeling really grateful and nice. I had a really nice moment that I think I describe in the written word. Also, this is not going to be poetry, so don't expect anything like that. First four comedians had a hard time. Not their fault. They're just new.
That's good.
I had a great time and pulled some laughs out of their confused heads.
Pulled some laughs.
That's the most accurate way I could describe it.
I love it. It sounds perfect.
Crowd work, jokes, ending stuff all went well. Drank two drinks at the hotel bar, which was taken care of and decorated by a fan of Welcome to the Podcast.
Hey.
So I'm like listing all the things that like, it's basically a big list of things that made me feel very nice.
That's nice.
Found pizza a block or two at an 80s/90s themed bar called Coin Op.
This was after the drink?
Yes.
So you were stumbling around.
After two drinks. No, I was fine. I was a little buzzy McGillicuddy. Two pieces of pepperoni pizza were fine.
Pepperoni.
Dude from the audience pulls up and orders a beer and talks to me for about 45 minutes about how he and his family had a great time at the show. Ethan from Modesto.
Aww.
Sister Emma was a firecracker and very funny.
This is great that you do this because you can look back on this when you're feeling kind of sad or something. And you're like, man, this brings me back to those feelings. And I have to remember that sometimes you feel sad and sometimes you have shit like that happen.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, man.
And I continue. Ethan's sister Emma started clapping at one point when she wanted the show to be over and I laughed very hard.
That's good.
We talked about each other's lives and jobs. He left after his beer. He told me that he just moved back in with his parents the night before and he blacked out and showed up to his house in his boxers.
Whoops.
The police had his clothes, but he wasn't in trouble.
What the fuck? Right.
He told me how cool it was that I sold Surrounded to Meta.
Aww.
Even though we had very different lives. When he left, this is where, Jesus Christ, what could this possibly say? this is about like when I come out of the bar. When he left, I went out into like the city and it was misty and there were nice neon lights. And everything was kind of in like a misty. It was like a, you know how there's no moisture up here at all? Mm-hmm. This is like misty.
Oh, you could feel it in the air.
It's like the vegetable part of Ralph's.
Like a little thickness.
Yeah. people were celebrating a birthday at a steakhouse behind me. Whale Tail Girl was riding a mechanical bull across the street. Do you know what a whale tail is?
Mm-mm.
That's when they have their thong sticking out of the back of their pants. And she was really getting flung around, and that was a joy.
That's nice.
My hotel was one block away, and I was on the block of streets with three comedy clubs. The comedy club across the street was changing the letters on the marquee. Tonight was weird and perfect. I love comedy. I love my life. I'm grateful. There were people at the show with Dynamic Banter t-shirts on.
Fuck yeah.
Life is perfect. Getting a little, okay, you're kind of up your own ass there. Who are you trying to impress? You're writing on the toilet.
Does it all say that still too?
This is all, I'm just
That's
reading.
That's all in there. That's cool. No, you have to do that though.
Yeah.
You have to be like, my life.
Oh yeah, I'm not ashamed of being appreciated.
Yeah.
I felt like I was part of the ecosystem of San Diego for one night, a city 3,000 miles away from where I grew up. Tomorrow, I have to drive back super early at 5 a.m. to do a podcast in Los Angeles with my friend Steve. What happened?
And then you fell asleep?
And then I fell asleep. I was writing this like this, and I was driving with my elbow.
Dude. Isn't it interesting that we, so not to bring it back to promoting the Patreon of Dynamic Banter,
but you'll never hear the end of that story without it.
Right. Or this episode.
Right.
It's like the shortest episode ever. And if you want to hear the rest of it, just a file.
We're only releasing Patreon. 5 minutes of this from now
on. It's so fucked up and stupid.
Yeah.
But we did a video where we answered some Q&A. We do like a Q&A video sometimes. Yeah. And Kevin will pull questions from the patrons.
Kevin.
And Placky.
Yeah.
And then we'll do them in like outside places. And so we did this one outside. And one of the questions was, if you could move the show, if the show had to move to another part of the world.
Yeah.
But everything stayed the same. Like you had all the same equipment, same kind of studio setup. And but you just had to move it somewhere else in the world.
You'd have all the same opportunity.
Right. We both had to agree on it because it had to be somewhere where we could still do the show.
Yeah.
And I mentioned San Diego.
You did. Not to give away the paid content. Right. But Kevin's very upset.
Kevin's pissed. But there was more stuff we talked about. But after kind of having like a drunken walk through the gas lamp. I know you've been to San Diego many times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But did that make you feel any more like, man, I could probably live here if I needed to?
No, I just like being there. I like visiting there. I'm always excited to visit there. And it, I think part of the great feeling from last night is that that place does still feel so like foreign and far away to me. And like hearing about San Diego growing up, it was one of those cities where I was like, oh, that sounds like a cool place, but I'm from the Northeast. I'll never go there because it's too far away. I felt the same way about Chicago. I felt the same way about Seattle. And I've been to all these places, and it's part of what made it feel special. It's like it's such a faraway foreign city, but I felt like I was part of like the at least the comedy or the entertainment environment. And then I looked at the streets and there's all these people, they're drunk and walking around. I was like, look at all these people having a good time. Maybe a couple of people in the show had a good time.
Yeah.
And I contributed to whatever positivity was like in that faraway city.
So you like to like leave your mark in places, but still come back to like somewhere that feels like home.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, man. Yeah. This little lullaby video that I've been playing that has the sleepy music for Sleepy Mike is called Classic Baby Lullaby, Go to Sleep Little Baby, Children Bedtime Song, Homeschool Family.
Dude.
Why is it called that, you think?
Tell me a title that you would get immediately flagged for without telling me a title you get flagged for.
Go to Sleep Little Baby, Homeschool Family.
That will not work on public school family.
That's
kids.
So weird that it says homeschool family. Was it's like just for homeschool kids?
Just for homeschool kids.
Or they're like, man, there's a whole homeschool
they teach
world
each other
out there. Yeah. We gotta capitalize on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? We gotta put those kids to sleep.
Dude, I was on Reddit the other day. Uh-huh. I wonder if I could find this again. And someone said something about Kim Kardashian doing something, and somehow Kanye was part of it too, and then someone else. And it was just this big fucking diarrhea headline that made you feel sick to your stomach.
Yeah.
And everyone feels the same way. I mean, a lot of us feel the same way when we like when we initially see it, especially our friends. Mm-hmm. When you see like a Kim Kardashian like headline, you're like, why am I seeing this?
Yeah.
And you kind of like don't want it anymore. Like it's the Kanye like stuff.
When you see like a sign.
Yeah.
When you're driving down the street and you're like, that's a sign, but you don't really know what it says.
Right, right. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And you're like, I kind of just don't really care anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, maybe does it feel like collectively we're all kind of done with like this round of pop culture?
I think a cool thing that TikTok did was make so many people famous that no one's really ultra famous. Like you can meet an ultra famous person and have no idea who they are.
Sure.
So it makes it like people like Kanye and Kim are more what I would consider like a traditional famous person. Like they're all over like billboards and TV and like music, and they were the top of a very like gate kept industries.
Yeah.
And now there's famous people from something that I could literally just say a thing and then put it down.
I know.
So it's like we give less of a shit. And like young people, I don't think really care that much about Kim and Kanye. So it is like a recycling. Like this is how,
this is just how pop culture works,
I guess. I still think Kim Kardashian's doing pretty well just from an outside perspective. And then Kanye's saying all those things and you just,
it's very like, it's like, it's something to keep you distracted from like other things. And like, maybe you're like, you find comfort in seeing the plight of these like,
yeah, maybe it makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah. And so I feel like it does all these different things to different people when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like, maybe it's an age thing or maybe it's an oversaturation type of thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like there are things like live action versions of animated cartoon movies that I'm kind of like done with.
Mm.
And then I like even more so like Marvel stuff, I'm kind of done.
Mm.
And Star Wars stuff is getting really close to being like too much.
Sure.
And then like Kanye news and like what Kanye's up to is starting to get a little annoying. And then like the Kardashian stuff is crazy too, because it's like you think about like why do we even know about the Kardashians?
Because of sex tape, I think.
Right. And it's like, and then when you're like, okay, so if it's the sex tape, then you're like, what happened there? Why do we know about the sex tape? And then you learn it was like her mom that like released it.
Watched several of them. Yeah. And released the right one.
Yeah. And you're like, why do we know? Yeah. Why do we know Kim Kardashian? Because her mom was like, I want to put this sex tape out.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that you were saying.
But it's like forced, yeah. It's like forced famous people.
Yes.
It's like that's the, like they put, I don't know who they is, but like they, whoever thinks that they can make money with that person, put her like on everything. And that's the forced thing. And like on TikTok and on your phone and shit like that, it's like you find the people that you want to put in your life all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and if you wear Google Glass, they show up on the billboard.
Right, right.
Like it's just us selling perfume.
Yeah. It's just interesting.
But there is like a way too famous, and I don't know why anyone would ever want to be that. And another conversation that will stay behind the paywall is about how we like the size of this podcast for specific reasons.
Yeah.
And Kim hasn't accepted our invitation to come on yet, even via Zoom.
Which is weird.
So, you know, we're just trying to be as big as Kim Kardashian, but no bigger. It's like we're not greedy like that.
Oh, here it is. I found it.
I also don't care about, oh, we talked about this a little bit, but when somebody tells me a celebrity did almost anything, I'm like, I don't care. I don't care what that person who acted in that thing that one time did.
Yeah.
I don't want, like, why are you even telling me?
I was just like, that's the thing. I care about
that person.
Like, and you can, I was talking to some friends about, like, how, like, people keep talking about how, like, awful Twitter is.
Okay.
Like, Twitter is awful. It's just this cesspool of, like, fucking yelling, he said, she said shit, and arguing and stuff, and, like, and I was like, well, it's that if you want it to be that.
Yeah, like Twitter would be nothing without you putting things on your timeline.
Yeah.
I say the same thing to people about Facebook. It's like, that's who you chose to like surround yourself with.
Right.
So fucking clean your shit out if it's like that.
Yeah. And it's like, look, these corporations have like other shit going on. So it's like, there might be bigger reasons to be like Twitter is a shit place.
For sure.
But if you're saying Twitter is a shit place because your timeline is filled with garbage, then all you need to do is curate your timeline. Like you can delete the app and go and make it go away.
Yeah.
That's the easiest thing to do. Or you could just go into your settings and go like, I don't want that anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. And in fact, you could today make your Twitter only positive shit.
Mute 75 people today.
Yeah.
That's your homework.
Or even block or delete them.
Yeah.
Like a friend of mine was telling me that there's a plugin for your web browser that shows you a block button on every tweet.
Hmm.
So that it's just there
yeah.
for you to be like, I don't like that tweet. I'm blocking that fucking person right now. Isn't that amazing?
That's
it's like,
funny.
It's amazing. Cause it's yeah. like, imagine how many more people you'd block.
Mm-hmm.
And then imagine how your timeline would look after that.
I have an add-on on my web browser on my phone that blocks every third person who tweets.
I have I have one that's similar. It blocks someone who tweets more than 3 times in an hour.
Dude, sometimes I'll fire off a bunch of retweets.
And but see, retweets don't count. I'm talking just tweets.
Dude, I've been doing a thing recently retweets where it's like, count. Sometimes I won't tweet for days, and then yeah. I'll think of 3 what I believe to be very funny things in a row, and I'll pop them right
Dude,
now.
I totally do that too.
Yeah.
But... that's funny, and those will be funny.
Yeah.
Some people don't know how to use Twitter.
I wonder if, dude, I have no memory of recent tweets. Do you want to go back and test them out?
Sure. It's been a while since we've done this.
Dude, remember when we used to think of a tweet on the show and then see how good it
does? Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back and forth.
Yes.
This one says it has a picture of one of these single occupancy bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh,
with a toilet and a urinal. Yeah. So this is like a fast food bathroom. And it says, you need to pee real bad, but I'm sitting on the toilet. And I say, your move, dude. I'm chill if you're chill. What's the move?
You're chill if I'm chill.
Yeah.
I love that you're talking to someone.
I'm on the toilet.
I love that there's 2 men in there.
Well, somebody's at the door. And I'm like, if you want to come in, I'm chill.
I mean, obviously you have to like look away. Like the guy that goes to the urinal can't look at you on the toilet.
He's facing the wall.
Are you peeing or are you pooping?
I'm the one pooping. I'm the one who poops.
Yeah, he can't look at you.
No, but I can look at him.
Yeah,
he'll never know.
But you can look at him because, as far as you're concerned, it's like someone's at a urinal in a public bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, and I have no doors.
He's not gonna pull his pants all the way fucking down, is he?
You truly never know.
This is what I would say.
He
if
can
I'm on
look
the
at
toilet,
me while he's washing his hands. That's it.
I'd say you can come in under 2 conditions. 1, you don't look at me at all.
2, you say I love you when you leave.
And 2, you gotta say I love you. Give me a forehead kiss on the toilet while I'm pooping. Could you imagine you're smelling all their poop for a little forehead
dude
kiss?
You know that person afterwards.
Yeah,
if
that's
you,
a good friend.
You know when you go to like a Bradley's bathroom and it smells hot?
Yeah. It smells hot. This smells hot in here. Okay, how about this tweet from Scream Scary Ghost?
We're still doing Halloween.
Yeah, are you doing yours?
No.
You gotta do your
I'll think
Halloween
of one before
name.
The show.
We gotta have one for Mike. It's gonna be like, oh, see, some people's names are harder.
I used to do Mike Falbone, like
That's
skeleton.
That's great. That's great.
Mike Falbones?
Yeah, Mike Falbones.
Funny.
I like with bones. Okay, so Scream Scary Ghosta, that's me, tweeted, why do you guys like Blink 182 so fucking much? Is it because of the guitars?
Like? Okay, 23 hours ago. Sometimes I pass people my age wearing suits on the street and we look at each other like our lives are very different, huh? And then we nod.
I liked that one. That was a good one. There is such a our lives are different look that you give.
Yeah, one Dude. Is us and one is a suit.
Sometimes you can get that look from someone and it'll crush you.
Yeah, when they look like they're doing real good.
Yeah.
But if you're in a good mood, you're like, I made the right choice.
Yeah. Exactly. This was a tweet recently that says from me, it says, which comic is it where Darth Vader uses the Force to find eggs?
Dude, I didn't think they did holiday editions like that.
Yeah. Oh, I also tweeted on October 4th, I tweeted Fortnite.
That's it.
Yeah.
Dude, here's just an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The candy corn pumpkins are too much.
They kind of are.
Yeah.
They kind of are.
Just an opinion.
You can have 2 of those. And then after that, you're like, I think I've had too many.
You could have 2 of those or 6 candy corns.
Yeah. Have you seen this? I retweeted this from the Outback Steakhouse. The Outback Steakhouse on September 30th tweeted, "Come, we fly to Outback," and then put hashtag Hocus Pocus 2, and then tweeted this photo of these, like, Spirit Halloween witch costumes staring at an Outback Steakhouse.
With Undertaker smoke around them?
Yep. And I was like, I retweeted it and said, "This tweet is unhinged."
I love that. I'm going to do a robot voice for a tweet.
Oh, I love it. Let's have a robot voice.
My friend
voice.
Frankie tweeted.
Yeah, we should have been doing them in robot voice.
Okay, we know going forward.
We know going forward.
Okay, here's Frankie's tweet.
It's not offensive to do robot voices.
No, but we can't do it. The phone could do it. Because the phone is a robot.
The phone's a robot.
Sky today was just littered with crows as far as the ass can throw.
Littered with crows as far as the ass can go.
Sky today was just littered with crows as far as the ass can throw.
That's great. Damn.
That's Frankie.
Okay, how about this one? I tweeted this one the other day. There's a select all and a top. Here we go. Oops. And that was set to mute.
Steve's Scary Ghosta?
Steve Scary Ghosta says,
"Cookies is dinner."
Fan of that. Big fan of Cookies is Dinner.
"Something about the way I absolutely just destroyed my toe on the edge of the coffee table is not sitting right with me."
It's not sitting right. This is my friend. This is a friend of mine named Haley who tweeted just this.
"Soup time."
Soup time.
I don't know if I've shared her on the show before, but my friend Amy Silverberg, she's a comedian, is one of the funniest people I've ever followed on Twitter.
Yeah. Hell yeah, let's hear it.
"Need to make a Twitter circle just to tweet, I'd fuck Snoopy."
Damn.
Amy Silverberg.
I'd fuck Snoopy.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about this one? This one is just me. I tweeted this a couple weeks ago.
"Minions."
We kind of have a different tweeting style.
Yeah.
"Put soda in your plants if you want them to grow up to be cool, smiling face with sunglasses."
Dude, that's really funny.
Smiling face with sunglasses.
Dude, that's so great. Oh, yeah, I tweeted this the other day.
"NFTs."
And here was something I thought the other day.
Here's something I thought about.
God damn it.
Ooh, how about this one? This one's good. This one's great. I tweeted this one. This one's great. I like it.
"A ghost with big titties."
Were there any famous ghosts with big titties?
I don't know.
Jessica Rabbit?
"Imagine getting to the airport at 4 a.m. and being like, lemme get a cake batter signature latte."
Hell, dude, that shit was ridiculous.
the sign was so big.
That's so much.
The sign was so big.
Oh, here we go. This is a good one.
"My sex playlist has 1920s jazz in it."
Which is what we're listening to right now.
Was that when everyone was freaking out about that song?
Yeah.
"Just catching up on the news. Nick Cannon's new kid is replacing Maroon 5 on the Try Guys."
Dude, that's funny. Oh, this is a good one.
Dude, I hate when I tweet, I look back and I tweeted like a serious,
"I know.
I have a problem with this."
I know.
Get
it's
over here.
Right.
Who cares?
It's all right.
Who cares?
Everyone does it sometimes.
Yeah, but who cares?
I put a picture of Halloween Ends there. there's just this, you know, this new Halloween movie.
Yeah.
You seen this poster? It just says ends on it.
I put Everlast's head on those two.
Yes, dude. They're back to back, like they're fighting together. And they said they're going to team up and kill Halloween.
Teaming up to destroy Halloween once and for all. That's great. I think I'm all out of bangers. I think I played all the bangers. Why? Is that the squirrel from
SpongeBob? Yeah. Yep.
Man, dude, do you remember the first time you were on the internet and you ever saw like Fred Flintstone fucking Velma or some shit like
Yes, that? Yes, dude. Dude, my friend had a picture of two safes. And one was here and one was here, and it looked like the safes were fucking.
Safe?
And
it like said, at a bank?
Like safes safe with sex. The like, and it said safe sex.
Yeah.
And he got sent home to change the shirt.
Oh, it was on a shirt?
It was on a shirt.
I definitely bought a Need head with the bathroom.
Love those.
And I was like 14.
Lots of commercials have tense piano music in them.
They really do. Guys, thanks to HeadGum, the sponsors.
Did you see they invited us to an online class?
Dude, I was like, I really hope they invited everybody. It's just us.
Reply all, it's just me and you.
It just says mandatory. Mike and Steve.
Look at this fun class, guys.
Look at this fun
class. Look at this class.
Hey, guys, there's this really fun class you might want to go to about how to read ads. It's mandatory. Mike, Steve, you guys are going to want to come check it out, probably.
And I actually cleared your schedule, so I know that's kind of overstepping.
I talked to your friends.
There's nothing you have going on Mike, this day at this time you should be here.
I talked to your wife. She says you're free. Guys, you know, I'll tell you, I don't know if you know this, but if you look out your window right now, fall is officially here. Oh,
Never go to sleep.
Oh. Fall is here, and with a new season comes a new routine. But if you're like us, Mike and I, you get sick of the same old bullshit day after day. And luckily, Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery makes it easy to switch things up with 30-plus meal choices per week, with 36-plus weekly add-ons, and an option to add protein and select vegan and veggie meals each week. Why don't we savor the harvest this season? Ooh, with Factor's Pumpkin Feast for Two, featuring fall's most craved flavor, pumpkin. This ready-to-eat bundle helps you make the most of autumn with a full spread that feeds two. Date night, anyone? Need more protein? Now you can add protein to select vegan and veggie meals to pack an additional boost into every bite. So why don't you head to GoFactor... Sorry. Why don't you head to go.factor75.com/banter60 and use the code BANTER60. To get 60% off your first box. That's code BANTER60 at go.factor75.com/banter60 to get 60% off.
that code, one more time.
That's go.
Never mind, you did it. Wow. Standing ovation. I never seen him this hot before.
Honey! Remember when the Joker fell off the building and his laugh box was still working?
Yeah.
What was that laugh?
It should have been.
Guys, today we're also sponsored by Honey! Honey's just the easy way to save when you're shopping on your iPhone or computer. How do you feel about online shopping? Well, thanks for asking me, email. I like it. I online shop all day long.
Can I tell you something?
Running out of money.
Give you a specific example.
Yeah.
I needed a new hard drive the other day.
Yeah.
And a new SD card. Mm-hmm. And I went on Honey and I said, save me some money. And Whoa. You know what it did.
Do you know how much it saved you?
At least $15.
Whoa!
$15.
Kevin, money's right there. Right there.
Got that.
And how often do you feel like Mike and me? How do you like? Do you feel when you eat with it?
The first 10 minutes of this class would take care of
it. How do you feel, man, when you look in that promo code box and you're like, I don't know what to fucking put in there? How do you feel, dude?
I feel confused. I feel nervous. I feel inadequate as a man.
Jackpot. And what you gotta do is use Honey, because Honey eliminates manually searching for coupon codes. It's a thing of the past now.
That
it's
box will never be empty again.
Honey is the free shopping tool that's
jackpot.
That scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds into your cart. Now here's how it works. Close your eyes. Not if you're hustling. That made you look. Nice try. Almost gotcha.
Never ever.
Imagine shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button appears and all you gotta do is click apply coupons, and you wait a few seconds as Honey searches for the coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, guess what? You're gonna watch the prices drop. Mike saves so much money and time on his hard drive and memory card.
It's a great personal experience.
So if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'd be doing yourself a solid and supporting the show. Mike and I never have a bad time on this show. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's I don't have a good time. So go to joinhoney.com/banter and join Honey, you maniacs. Hey Mike, what's upside, dog? Not much. What's upside with you? Hang on, let me try that again. Mike, what's up, dog? Sorry, upside. Mike, what's upside? Nothing much, dog. Shit! Let's try this again. Mike, what's up? What's upside?
Nothing much. What's much, upside what's with upside? You?
Well, I'll tell you. It's an incredible app for anyone who buys gas and groceries or dines out. Does any of you do that? And with every purchase, well, you're going to earn cash back thanks to Upside. To get started, download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play. You can use our promo code BANTER and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. How cool is that? Next, you can claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. And you can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. And Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. Mike, when do we record dynamic banter? Is every week gone?
Every week.
That's right, Mike. Thank you so much. And that's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. So download the free Upside app
every week.
And use promo code BANTER to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more with Upside using that promo code BANTER. Thank you so much, Upside. And I'll, what's up, dog?
Every.
Oh.
I wonder if everybody got it. Basically, want to ask around.
Oh, my sweet goodness gracious. Imagine listening to a show that's trying to do their best, and that's what you're hearing. It's like three songs happening at the same time.
But you're talking about like a podcast that's not trying to do that, and they're like,
shit.
I hit it with my elbow, I think. And today, all the headlines are talking about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, don't close your eyes, baby. Don't close your eyes. Nightmares are dreams that happen when your eyes are closed. If you don't close your eyes, you'll never have a nightmare again.
Don't come to nighttime. That's my house. That's my house.
Nighttime is daytime. Daytime is daytime. Nighttime is nighttime. But it's also daytime. Nighttime's not sleep time. Nighttime is daytime.
Sticky fingers from Onyx.
Okay, let's get some history roads annoying. Honky Prison Boys.
Hell yeah.
From Honky Prison Boys. What does that mean? Really?
Like white guys in prison?
Ishmael says, "Hello, sweet horny gentlemen. Oh, you know I'm gonna honk that horn. I won't give my real name, so you can't just call me Pal. So you can just call me Pal Benyon."
As you wish.
I was listening to the episode where the correctional officer sent to History Road, and it reminds me of my prison experience. I was incarcerated for 18 months in the California Department of Corrections.
Whoa.
No.
That's just over a year, by my God.
We're not going to clap for that, are we?
I mean, they seemed... Maybe they're down for rehabilitation.
They say that story's for another time about why they were there. But sure. They said, "I was in a low-level dormitory setting," says Paul Benyon. Pal.
Pal of the show, Paul Benyon.
Pals. Remember that show, Pals?
Uh-huh. With Ross.
"I was in a low-level dormitory setting, so there was no privacy whatsoever."
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine that?
Imagine it right now, Kevin. I got Kevin to imagine prison real fast.
What if when I did that, it cut to me pulling handkerchief out and coughing into it and then looking at it. And then cut to an overhead shot of like blood in there. And it cuts to my face going, and I'm all sweaty and I have like dark circles all over my eyes. And then it just cut back to the show. And I just put the handkerchief back in my pocket. I was on my bunk reading or minding my own business or something, and out of the blue, I heard the OG bike horn Steve had. What? Like this guy? Or this one?
I don't think anyone heard the second one.
Not even us.
Yeah.
Maybe the Tijuana one?
Huh? Steve, is it the big boy? I thought, what the hell is like that? Am I going insane already? Then I hear the sound again. And I saw that it came from someone's mouth.
What?
I went up to the guy who happened to be one of my acquaintances and asked him, what the hell was that? He said, oh, my horn sound? Then did it again right in front of me. I suddenly had flashbacks to DB and I died a little inside. He got into a fight a few weeks later and was transferred out of my dorm, so I lost the connection
probably wouldn't
I
stop
had
doing it.
To DB.
Aww.
Wow, it brought DB into a sad place for him.
Dude, imagine like seeing that guy in the cafeteria and being like, do the noise.
You guys have no idea how important you are in my life. Your sense of humor has helped me and... What? Has helped me and taken my mind off the struggle and bias I live with as a felon.
Hmm.
Even though I'm in a happy relationship, have a good job, and a stable place to live, that part of my life is going to haunt me forever.
Hey, listen.
Thank you guys for all that you do, and I will forever be in debt to you, even if you guys disown me as a fan. Shout out to Coop for holding it down in the void.
Coop two times.
Thanks a lot, pal Benyon.
Good
wow.
for you, man.
Well, shit.
Way to better yourself, Dar.
That's a big old pill to swallow. And look, man, we all make mistakes, and God knows I have, and... Sometimes those mistakes catch up to you,
yeah,
and then you experience the consequences of those mistakes, and then either you take the time to consider why you got to those consequences, or you just keep doing it, and you don't worry about the consequences, and it sounds like you're the kind of person that had time to think about the consequences, and it changed you, and maybe it made you a better person.
Yeah.
It sounds like it did, especially since this is such a sweet email. It sounds like you got a heart of gold.
Give me cavity.
Dang it. I'm gonna have to go see my dentist again because you made it sweet. It was too sweet. Samuel Odin says soft, long, and good.
Okay. Okay.
Hey guys, I have no horns and my honks are broken.
Oh man.
But I'm
stories like that break my heart.
But I'm a longtime listener, first time writer to the show. However, I did send Steve a YouTube message about a decade ago regarding this topic.
I forgot that you could do that.
I did too.
Number inboxes on YouTube.
Wow, yeah, that is. You're right. That is a relic of the past.
That's how.
Wait,
I
I'm
first
turning. I'm turning
base
you down.
With. Wait, what?
I was turning you lower instead of my music.
You don't want to hear me.
I would love to hear you.
No,
Mike.
No, I understand.
No, Mike.
No, I'm tired. I'm no good.
Mike.
I'm tired. I'm no good.
No, Mike. No, guys, come on! Don't cheer for that. That's weird.
What's the drummer so happy about?
Mike, maybe this will cheer you up. I was listening back to previous episodes when I got the discussion about how the Muppets are no longer in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to forget this because the Muppets have been a part of my life since I was born. My grandmother was a first-generation Sicilian who fell in love with puppetry in the not-too-Sicilian, Italian-friendly city of Boston.
Mm.
She ended up becoming a professional touring puppeteer. However,
she needed to get out.
Right? And she had to get. She
needed to get away from the Irish people.
Mm-hmm. And she became a professional touring puppeteer. However, being by herself on the road came with all sorts of stigmatisms and danger. I have a stigmatism in this eye.
Cataracts.
On the road, she heard of steady puppet work in a place called Fairytale Land in Oakland, California. It was there that her new best friend, Izzy, introduced her to the gang of young up-and-coming West Coast puppeteers like Jim Henson and Tony Urbano.
Whoa. Was Izzy a puppet or real?
Was he a puppet in real life? Izzy was a seamstress for not only my grandmother, but also her puppets. One summer, she made a deal with my grandmother to provide new wardrobe if she would take in her son as an apprentice. What?
This is fun.
My grandmother then spent every waking hour at work being followed around by this lanky kid who wanted to know everything there was. That teenager's name was Francis Osnowitz. Frank Oz! And after becoming a professional puppeteer, would go on to work at Jim's new venture, Muppets Puppets, and later change his name to Frank Oz. Damn.
Was he like a legend?
Legend, dude. Yeah. The voice of Yoda, the puppeteer of Yoda.
Oh, shit.
Fozzie, wow. Miss Piggy, the voices of those characters, too.
This lady's mom got this kid a job.
Yeah. Grandma. Wow.
Grandma.
Honestly, there are so many great stories that she was able to tell, and I just wanted to share one of them with y'all. She ended up moving to Florida and spent the last part of her career working at Disney and sharing magic with her grandkids. Hmm. Nanny passed away in December 2019 and left thousands of stories, pictures, and newspaper clippings from her days as an entertainer behind. Shortly after she passed away, I tweeted at Frank Oz, almost to confirm the fairy tale. His response and some other pictures of the glory days are attached below. Muppets Forever.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
Wow, so here she is. She's got some puppets that are like little piggies.
Yeah.
Little piggy marionettes, maybe.
Little tired boy piggy puppets.
Yeah, piggies. This is Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
And then...
She's beautiful, by the way.
Gorgeous.
I have a crush on your grandma.
Yeah.
On your Sicilian
grandma.
Is
she single?
She looks like my Sicilian grandma.
Wait, that's it. Is there anything else? Where is the other
one?
Oh, shit. You said the tweet was here.
You did say that.
Fuck this bullshit, man. I'm cutting it out of the show.
Fuck this bullshit.
Fuck this dumb shit. Ooh, we got a hard of hearing fan. Interesting. Not due to the show.
We hope. Right?
No.
And we had Kevin read this, and Kevin says.
Kevin says no. Ethan says, hey, baby, 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 baby. I'm a no honk born hard of hearing boy.
How would you know?
And probably the only person who finds this podcast to be the perfect volume. My history road is about the time my hearing aids broke. I'm a middle school teacher. So for a few days, I had no hearing aids and had to struggle to hear everything clearly.
Damn.
I basically just faked my way through the whole day.
I bet somebody has some really interesting other side of the coin
perspectives
memories
of that. Yeah. I finally got my hearing aids back in and teared up because I finally felt whole. I haven't been without them once my entire adult life.
Damn. Dude, I would like to know about your experience with hearing aids.
Me too.
If you enjoy it.
Straight
them.
Up. Yeah. Yeah. And then it says, but then I hit play on my phone and the first thing I heard was you boys saying cummy boys over and over. Can't imagine a sweeter sound. Thanks for the best part of my commute for the last 7 years.
Dude. You ever see those cochlear implant videos?
Yeah, where they like seize their mom for the first time.
Yeah. They hear their mom's voice.
Could you imagine?
But instead of the mom. It's us
hard
and cummy boys.
Person hears sound for the first time. For some reason, they choose dynamic banter. If you want to hear more stories about being a preschool teacher, I farted on a kid once, or being a no horn honk hard of hearing boy, feel free to reach out. There's a phone number. We should call this guy at some point.
Yeah.
I'm going to save it. Dude. Because we got questions.
Yeah, save that.
All right. We got t-shirts, and we got a Patreon. Mike's got some comedy shows.
Yeah, I can talk to you about them right now if you'd like.
Let's wrap this baby goose up and send it home for Christmas.
October 26th, I'm at State Street Social House and in West Hollywood. Merry Christmas, little baby. November 4th, I'm at the Hollywood Improv. That's the next Surrounded shows. There's two of them, 7 and 9:45. And then December 16th, 17th, and 18th, I'll be in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, at the Rondon.
Yeah. All those tickets are available on MikeFalzone.com.
When you come back from Seattle, why don't you bring some rain home with you?
Okay.
Also, dynamicbanter.clothing is where you want to go if you want to pick up the new limited edition special Halloween t-shirts. Now, yeah. If you guys know the show, you know us, you're fans of the show, you know we've been doing these special Halloween shirts for a little bit now, and they go fast, and then you'll never be able to get them again. Yeah. So, if you go to dynamicbanter.clothing... I'm sorry, Mike. It's just hard to get through this one.
I know.
You just check them out. Just check them out. And if you like it, maybe buy one. I don't know.
If you don't like it,
then you don't have to buy it. All right. Fuck. Here I go.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.